right. Welcome into a very rainy Monday morning here. And anybody who had tee time planned this morning, I'm afraid you are out of luck. I know at least one golf tournament going on today that I'm not participating in, but I suspect the people who are, I don't know. If it doesn't tee off till 10, I don't think, or 10:30. They may get part of the round in.
I was going to say, luckily, it's not as difficult to reschedule with Dr. Green. You have a better shot of getting in another appointment.
Not a tournament,
that
though.
Doctor.
Not
well, a tournament, you're right. That would be difficult.
A lot of these courses are closed on Mondays, and that's when they hold these tournaments. They're closed to members on Mondays, and they hold tournaments and stuff. So it's a little more difficult to reschedule something like that.
That's fair. If it's a big tournament.
Yeah, and it's all for charity, so that's a shame if they don't get it in. I wish I was out there with them, but I will not be today. But that's okay. I'll go get some other day. Welcome back, Kim St. Ange.
Thank you.
How was your time off?
It was wonderful.
Relaxing?
Very relaxing. I slept and I would wake up when the sun was up, which felt amazing. And we had so much family time. And we just did things around St. Louis that we really, this summer, because we were so busy, we didn't really get a chance to do. Like go to the aquarium and go up in the wheel with our son and go to the zoo.
Honestly, it's wonderful to be able to live like a normal person when you're not getting up at 3
yeah.
in the morning.
Oh, you know what else I did that I meant to talk about? We saw the movie Am I Racist?
Oh,
Matt Walsh, the Daily Wire. Oh
yeah.
My gosh,
is it funny?
It is laugh out loud funny. It's pretty.
So
great.
He's undercover acting like he's woke, right?
Yes, he goes and gets his DEI certification and actually puts on a class. I won't give the rest away, but it's worth your time and money.
Well, that's not. I want you to tell me more. I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but it sounds like give it a full review. Would you give it a 5 thumbs up on a scale of 1 to 5? Or
Say a 4 or 5. I mean, I know my family had asked me, was it as funny as What is a Woman? Because I thought that one was really well done. Mm-hmm. And I would say it was just as funny, maybe even a little funnier than What is a Woman.
And it's in theaters.
Yeah, playing. I mean, we saw it in one of the St. Charles ones. It's worth it.
Go check that out for sure. But there you have it. You see... Carl is not here this morning. Ethan is sitting in for him. And Carl went to see Pitbull last night and did not think he was going to make the call this morning. So he just took the day off.
Which is ironic because Carl is the king of going out until 11 or midnight and then somehow making it back here bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at 3 a.m.
I think he had a full day yesterday of it, would be my suspicion.
Fireball?
Yep, I guess. And fortunately, we've only had to play one of those songs this morning, and there are no more scheduled, correct, Ethan?
As far as I know.
All right, back to the solid music selections from this point forward. All right, let's get to our top stories this morning, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
According to court records, the 24-year-old is currently on probation for a previous domestic assault and DWI charge in St. Charles County. Those same court records say police say that he was living in the country illegally at the time of his last arrest.
Wow. Well, yeah, that's Channel 4 reporting on the death yesterday of St. Louis police officer David Lee, killed by an illegal alien who was apparently driving under the influence.
What do they see in Donald Trump that makes them want to vote for him?
I know some people that are like, I personally think he's a terrible person, or I'm appalled by some of these things, but I fundamentally think that, you know, I'll still vote for him.
The sitting Democrat senator in Pennsylvania says, you know, he kind of gets it, why people like Donald Trump. How about that?
Look, we have people, we have murderers that have been led into our country. They're not going to get better. They're emptying out into the United States of America. We're not a dumping ground. We're going to get all of those people out, and we're going to get them out fast.
Yeah, we have drunk drivers being dumped in America who kill police officers as well, who should have been deported and were not.
Is it terrorism?
I don't think there's any question that it's a form of terrorism.
Wow. The left in this country continues to amaze me. That's Leon Panetta. That's what Rush Limbaugh used to call him. Leon Panetta, who, of course, served under Obama, and he was connected with the Clintons. And this guy just accused Israel of committing terrorism by setting off those pagers that were on the hips of terrorists. Follow my logic here. Now, it was condemned by some people who claimed that it violated world standards. I think it was AOC who suggested that they shouldn't have done something like this to terrorists. People in Hezbollah are terrorists. They killed or wounded terrorists. It's not possible to commit terrorism against terrorists. It's just not a thing. But listen to the twisted logic of Leon Panetta, who made that statement on Sunday morning television. Listen.
The ability to be able to place an explosive in technology that is very prevalent these days and turn it into a war of terror, really, a war of terror. This is something new.
Is it terrorism?
I don't think there's any question that it's a form of terrorism.
I just want you to know they're using goats to communicate, goat grunts to communicate now in Hezbollah, because they're so afraid of anything that might have technology in it. How is that a bad thing? Help me here. The United Nations is meeting in New York City today. The United Nations long ago devolved into a baseless debate society that hates America. That's what the United Nations is, just so you know. They voted to basically condemn Israel the other day. And now they're meeting in the United States, in New York, and we're going to treat them like they're still a legitimate organization. They condemned Israel for continuing to fight Hamas terrorists in Gaza. They'll probably condemn Israel for blowing up the midsection of a bunch of Hezbollah terrorists earlier this week,
mm-hmm.
or late last week, whenever it happened. I'm not even quite sure why they have any legitimacy anymore at this point.
No, I agree. I think the way that everything's been handled with this whole situation and so many people, so many countries turning on Israel has been shocking to me. And I just think if somehow Kamala Harris were elected president here in November, what would she do once she got into office? You know, she says, oh, we're going to back Israel. But I mean, she and Biden were withholding weapons. I mean,
yes.
And ammunition. So I fully believe that she would do something that would really end up hurting Israel.
There was actually a debate this weekend with Senator Tom Cotton and Jake Tapper, because Trump said, if you're Jewish and you don't vote for me, you're a fool, because the other team is not taking care of Israel. And I do take care of Israel. I protect them. And they somehow read that out to mean that if he loses, it's the Jews' fault. That's the conclusion Jake Tapper drew. Well, that's not what he said. He said, if you're Jewish and you don't vote for me, you're a fool. That's true. That is a true statement. You're not voting in the best interest of Israel if you are Jewish and you vote for Kamala Harris, because their policies have led to what happened on October 7th in Israel. And now they continue to push a fight against Netanyahu as he's conducting this war on terror. You've just got to apply a little bit of common sense to the situation. All right, we're going to get to a break, because State Rep. Jim Murphy is going to join me on the other side. I just got back from the border. We'll get his take on what he witnessed down there right after this.
St. Louis is home for conservative talk.
What a tragic and sad day. Whenever you lose an officer, it's a husband, a father, colleague, beloved, trusted, 18-year veteran, killed in the line of duty through an accident. It just shows everything that we do each and every day is not routine.
It's true. Chief Robert Tracy there talking about David Lee, the officer killed yesterday by, coincidentally, an illegal alien drunk driver who had already been deported at least once, I'm told, which just speaks to the problem we have on the southern border in this country. State Representative Jim Murphy joining us from District 94, just got back from the border himself with another group of legislators who traveled down there. Jim, welcome in.
Welcome. Thank you for having me. I certainly Love this early morning, rainy day on a Monday.
No kidding. So what? This is the second time or more that you've been down to the border. What was the purpose of the trip?
Well, the purpose of the trip was I went down a little over a year ago, and I was just enlightened and disturbed about everything I saw. And, you know, to get people to understand the horrific situation we're in, you really need to see it firsthand. And when I came back, I told all my colleagues about it, and they went, yeah. And I said, look, you need to come. So we put together a trip with about 30 legislators and took them down there. And now I've got 30 allies in the legislature who now truly understand what's going on in the border. So that was the purpose of the trip.
I don't know if you had the opportunity to speak with some of the Border Patrol agents or people who live in that area who have to deal with this on a consistent basis, but I'd be curious to see what they're saying, because they're really the ones on the front lines having to deal with this mess.
Well, we met with the Border Patrol, we met with NGOs, we met with 20 different sheriffs from around the country and in different states, from Arizona, from New Mexico, from Texas. We visited the Catholic Charity NGO, and we also went to ranches, so we got the full blown view of what's going on. We're at the wall where Donald Trump had finished it, and we also visited the part that the Biden administration canceled. So they've got a clear understanding of what's going on.
Yeah. So how will it apply in Missouri? I mean, in terms of legislation you'd like to see enacted as we deal with this. Everybody's a border state these days, right?
Yeah. Let me tell you this though, and this is the one thing that we're pretty clear on as we come back. When we as conservatives and concerned U.S. citizens have lost the narrative to this entire border crisis. It's really siloed into about five or six different areas. You've got the humanitarian portion of it. You've got the cartel portion of it. You've got the drug portion of it. You've got the human trafficking portion of it. You've got the child trafficking portion of it. And all of those things are in the national security portion. But what the left has done to us is they've conflated it all together into this humanitarian, you know, this is a country of immigrants, and therefore you're being cruel if you in any way should criticize this. And you know, we need to separate these things out, because we are losing our country to cartels and crime and terrorists and everything else. And we don't even talk about it, because they shame us into saying, well, you don't care about, you know, these people that are coming across the border.
Right. And is there something specific you're interested in introducing this year when you get back to Jeff City?
Yeah, there are a number of things. One thing we need to look at is of the 20 million people that have come across the border, you know, they're eligible for a work permit after 150 days, but only 700,000 of them have actually applied for that. So what we have is a gray economy where contractors are hiring these people underneath the table, and they're not paying our taxes, and they're being abused themselves, because they're only being paid a small portion of what a living wage is. And what it's doing is killing our American jobs. It's hurting our unions. It's hurting our companies, and all of that. So we've got some legislation drawn up to punish those bad actors who are hiring these people under the table.
Good.
The other thing we can do is strengthen our laws for transporting illegals into the state. That's certainly part of human trafficking, and people don't understand the scope of it. When the cartels bring these people across, they're charging them a great deal of money.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have that money. So when they come over here, they're working for the cartels as much as they are anybody else.
Well, Jim,
and the way they,
I'm going to run out of time here. I appreciate you sharing that with us this morning, and look forward to talking to you about it a little more moving forward.
Okie doke.
You bet. Thank you. Jim Murphy, a state representative there from District 94. All right, got to get to a quick break here. We got Kim on a Whim coming up. a little bit later, about 7:47. Kim, what are we talking about today?
Oh, I just found a crazy satanic book in one of the local libraries.
All right, we'll be back.
A spokesperson confirmed Lee was critically injured Sunday morning while responding to an accident along Interstate 70 near Grand. Around 12:30, the department announced Lee had died from his injuries. They say the driver involved stayed at the scene and has been detained. Late Sunday, the mayor of St. Louis and the chief of police held a news conference to share this tragic news.
I was able to visit with his family today, with his wife, his mother, his mother-in-law, and his two children, and expressed our deepest condolences. I ask that you join me in prayer for them and our entire community during this difficult time.
Yeah, I wanted to play that from a Fox 2 News coverage yesterday of the death of St. Louis police officer David Lee. He was 45 years old, and just what a horrible tragedy. So he stops on the side of the road. I guess there had been a slight accident or somebody's car was stalled or something. He was putting out orange cones when he got hit by what we now suspect is a drunk driver and an illegal alien in this country. I do want to correct some information I was told last night because everything was kind of fluid as this was coming in. And I was told originally that this guy had been deported. And I'm now told that they can't find any evidence now that he had ever been deported.
Well, he should have been deported.
Well, should have been.
Right. Was not, though.
And if he was facing previous DUI charges in another municipality, in this case, we're reporting somewhere in St. Charles County, correct?
Well, this is a DWI arrest and a domestic assault charge.
In St. Charles County.
Both in St. Charles County, to my knowledge.
So the question today, your assignment, members of the media in St. Louis, if you're listening, is to go to St. Charles County and find out what happened there. And my guess is they went to ICE and informed them that we have somebody who's here in the country illegally who's now facing criminal charges, and they put in a deportation detainer or whatever they call that. But I don't know for sure. I'd love to know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, now that the media has learned this guy's an illegal alien, will they pursue that line of questioning? Because they don't want to seem like they're picking on illegal aliens.
No, I agree. I mean, that's going to be the hardest part for them, is because they don't want to. This is the worst case scenario for them. I mean, there's this horrific, horrific accident with an illegal who should not have been here in the first place, especially after what happened in St. Charles County. And at the hand, it's so frustrating hearing our local leaders sit here and defend over and over again these illegals being in our country. And like you said earlier this morning, Mark, I mean, could this have happened with somebody else who was driving drunk and the officer was hit? Yes, it could have, but it didn't.
Right. No, I agree with that.
So, by the way, the person who was involved in that first crash where he was setting out cones, according to the Post-Dispatch's article, it says that was the off-duty Ferguson firefighter who was on her way home. And then after Officer Lee was hit, the firefighter rushed to his aid and was trying to help and actually used the officer's radio to call for help.
Yeah, I did hear that as well. And thank goodness that she came along when she did. And she did her best. I mean, she probably extended his life until they could get him to St. Louis University Hospital, but it was just too late. I don't know if getting him there 5 minutes sooner would have made a difference. He was horribly injured.
And we don't know how fast that driver was going. The speed limit is 70, but we all know people go way over that. I mean, not just on 70. I know that there are reckless drivers everywhere in the area, everywhere in the country for that matter. It's not like St. Louis is isolated. But this is, to me, another reason that 70 scares me, especially near the city.
Yeah. No, I agree. I hope that I hope they do some more research on this. And I worry that that it might fall through the cracks. I really do.
I don't know what your excuse is. If you have the initial charges of DWI, domestic assault, now you've killed an officer in the line of duty. I don't know what possible excuse you could have for not deporting this guy as soon as possible. You said he's from Honduras?
Honduras.
Okay. Get him out of here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I suspect now they're going to want to hold him accountable for this death.
As they
now,
should,
and,
right?
And, you know, normally you would be charged with manslaughter in a case like this. But if this guy was already was already here illegally, why wouldn't you make this a murder charge? I don't know how the law works. If Wesley Bell is the one that has to, I don't know. If it was in the city, then
it was
I'm
in
assuming
the city.
If it was in the city, then it would be the city prosecutor that. But I still don't expect that he'll be charged with anything beyond manslaughter.
He also violated his probation, because keep in mind, part of that was a DWI case. So here he is, you know, they're saying he showed signs of impairment, and I'm assuming that means he was drunk. Okay, this was 8:30 in the morning on a Sunday. Drunk again behind the wheel when he already had a DWI. So there's that element of it, too. So he's in the country illegally. He's violating his probation. I mean, there's just a long list of reasons why this guy needs to be locked away for a very long time and deported.
I hope that St. Louis gets a little national coverage out of this. I made sure that our friends at Fox News are aware of the fact that here we have yet another case. We had the young boy who was killed by a drunk driver a while back. And now this story. And the national media needs to pick up on this. It needs to be added to the stories from around the country that are adding up quickly. I mean, Hans referred to the fact that the state of Texas is one of the few that actually keep track of crimes committed by illegal aliens.
Which is crazy that Texas is alone in that. You'd think that everybody would want to do that or should start. I could actually see Trump and Vance talking about this story, and they should. Because this is what happens under a Harris-Biden administration. And if you vote for her in November, this is what you can expect more of. Tragedies like this.
Preventable tragedies.
Absolutely.
Like this. If this individual was never allowed into the country, Officer David Lee's still alive, right? Imagine if it was your loved one or your loved one who got raped and murdered by somebody who was here illegally. You know that is a completely preventable tragedy.
And what is so frustrating for me is hearing the left say things like, we need to be compassionate. We need to welcome these people. Okay, we get that. I think I speak for all of you listening when I tell you we support legal immigration. I actually think that's important, but not the way that it's been done under the Harris-Biden administration.
Yeah.
And that's what I have a problem with. I'm sick of you telling me that we need to be compassionate and just let these people in. Why don't we be compassionate to all of these people, like the moms and the dads and the brothers and the sisters and the cousins and the friends who have lost loved ones at the hand of these illegals? Show them compassion to them.
Yeah. I could not agree more with that. We're going to get back. We'll have Kim on a Whim here coming up in just a minute. Next hour, our friend Jesse Jane Duff back with us on a Monday morning. Remember this, how short people's memory are. 1 week ago, there was a second assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And we're going to get to Jesse Jane and get her thoughts on, you know, what we know, how quickly the information's being put out there. And if enough is being done to protect him these days, that's coming up at about 8:20 this morning. We're back in just a minute.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any more ridiculous with the nonsense that they find in public libraries, the books that are sitting on those shelves, like the one that was pulled from the library in St. Charles.
Yes.
That was, I won't say the specifics of it, but it was detailing sexual acts. I'm gonna leave it at that, okay? Pictures, everything you can imagine was in this book for a child to walk up and grab and go, wow, mom and dad, what's this? Well, now there's a satanic book that has been removed from a Metro East library. This is the Collinsville Public Library. Again, this would be in the Metro East. And what happened was supposedly the library district circumvented the process of adding the book.
Oh,
okay? Oh. A staff member donated the book to the library, and it just went right on store shelves, okay? This is what is described in the book that we are talking about right now. Again, this is a book called At Satan's Altar. Those who have been searching for a serious or practical guide to religious rites in honor of Satan will find what they seek in this volume. Written with explicit religious worship of the devil in mind, At Satan's Altar provides a wealth of liturgical material to aid both the novice practitioner and the seasoned Satanist alike.
Oh, perfect. That's just what I've been looking for.
That is wild. I can believe that these books are showing up on library shelves, but the fact that it was a staff member, those are the staff members who, when your kid walks up to them when they're like 8 years old and they're like asking for a book, that's who's helping them pick a book out. Just so you know.
Yeah.
If you're over chasing your toddler or something like that. Now, obviously, I would hope that parents would not allow them to check the book out. But I mean, that is the problem. And you have trans people dressing up at libraries. You have open Satanists.
Who can check the book out? Are there age limits on it?
Well, I'm sure there are age limits. Although some parents are probably encouraging their kids to do this because they themselves would be a fan of this.
Right. Of course.
And you wonder why we have so many problems here in the country.
You wonder why we have the groupthink that we have, and that as evidenced by the whistleblower for the, you know, the trans center at Washington University before it shut down, where you had pods of girls coming in from certain schools thinking they were trans because they'd been socialized into the norm of thinking that was a real thing.
Well, what do they say?
Groups
of them. One in five now of kids they identify as part of the LGBTQIA community. I think that was the statistic that I had recently seen.
Well, back to the book issue, just so you know, friend of mine sent me this the other day. This is the book that blown up book cover that was sitting in front of the library at Eureka High School in the Rockwood School District. I'll show it on the camera here. It is Lesbiana's Guide to Catholic School. It's a novel.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's about a lesbian Hispanic girl trying to navigate Catholic school.
I'm sure they paint Catholic school as this evil.
Of course.
Evil. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It targeted to young people.
Of course.
In a high school library in the Rockwood School District.
Yep.
Why has more hell not been raised about that? I mean, you have to wonder.
I know.
Because, I'll tell you why, most parents aren't in the school library in these high schools.
Yep.
And they don't know what their kids have access to.
Well, now if they're not putting it in the school libraries, clearly they're finding a way to go around to beat the system and to put it in the public library because kids are going there too. I mean, my son's too young to read, but I go to the public library with him and look at books. By the way, the only way they were able to get this book removed is because the proper protocol wasn't followed to even put it on the shelves because it was an employee, a staff member who donated it. So thank goodness that happened. Otherwise, they'd probably be battling over if this is appropriate or not.
I'm
sure.
That
shouldn't even be a question.
All right. We have to get to a break here at the top of the hour. Jesse Jane Duff coming up in the next hour. We'll talk to her about Donald Trump's speech this weekend and the fact that we're only a week out from the second assassination attempt on him. And when's the last time you heard anything about it? I'd love to know. We're going to be back in just a minute.